Well, for these next few moments, we want to think about the true vine. Jesus is the true vine.
Amen.
And I want to introduce him to you today. You may have come here because it's the final Sabbath of the year, and many times in our tradition we would say, well, we go to church on Christmas Day, or at the end of the year, or at the beginning of the year, or for a wedding service, or for a funeral service, God forbid. But whatever it is, I want you to know that you are not here by chance today.
Amen.
I want you to know that this is most probably the most impacting service that you can ever attend. Why do I say that? Because you have been invited to a grand feast.
Amen.
And this feast is not made up of jerk chicken. This feast is not made up of strong liquor. This feast is made up of the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Oh, what do you say? Are we eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Jesus Christ? In the Adventist tradition, we believe that Jesus is the true vine.
Amen.
We believe that Jesus is the one that sustains us from day to day.
Amen.
And if we fail to drink from that tap, then we fail to live.
Yes.
And so we may have been doing lots of things over this festive time. And we may have been thinking that we have been doing grand things, you know, good fellowship with the family, good time where we can just do all that stuff that we love to do. But I want to invite you to this table today. I want to challenge you with this service today, because this is most probably the most important service you can attend. The communion service is one that can transform your life.
Amen.
Do you need transforming today?
Amen.
Do you need that touch from Jesus? The scripture I want to encourage you with today is found in John chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. And this is what the Bible says. Is it John chapter 8?
Yeah.
1 to 4. I am the true vine. Is that what it says? Or have I got the wrong? Is it John 15? I think it's John 15. Wrong. John chapter 15. I'm going to read the first four verses. Okay? This is what the word of God says. I am the true vine. We got that one? And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he cleanseth it, that it may bear more fruit. Already ye are clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, so neither can ye except ye abide in me. The challenge in being a Christian is that you've got to back up your words with some action. You know, we have some Christians around the place today that are great at talking. And so you'll come to church and you'll hear all the talk. And you'll see all the way that we dress very well. And that look is like, oh, these people must be real Christians. But this text is saying a bit more than that. It's saying, if you are a true Christian, then you're going to what? You're going to bear fruits? Yes?
Yes.
So I think, you know, it's not just about talking. It's about doing. It's about backing up what we say. It's not about just knowing of Jesus. We must experience Jesus for ourselves. And so the text reminds us that we have to be in Jesus. Jesus has to be in us for there to be a kind of fruitage, for us to be able to see the kind of outgrowth of that relationship. I want to encourage you to be a true Christian today. And you may have been tossed around this last week. You may have fallen into sin in some way. You may be troubled by something that's happened in your life. You may not feel as if you are worthy even to be called a Christian today. But I want you to know that this is the service. It's the best service that can turn your life around. It's the best service that can clean you up. It's the best service that can give you a brand new start. Do you want a new start today? Do you want to accept Jesus? Do you want to clean up your life? Then abide in Jesus. And let Jesus abide in you. Because truly, everything comes from Him. Sometimes we feel it doesn't. You know, sometimes we feel it's down to our own strength. You know, this morning, in fact, I had very little sleep because I got a bad tooth problem. And so we were up pretty much most of the night. And sometimes we take eating for granted, amen. You know, sometimes when we munch on that thing and it tastes so good, we forget how easy it is sometimes for that to be missing. And for the last day or so, that has been missing. Have mercy. So I haven't been able to eat and just chew that thing down. Sorrow of sorrows. You know, it's good to eat, amen. But it's been a bad time for me. And sometimes we forget just the simple things. Sometimes we take for granted those blessings that God has given us. Today, in this service, it is most probably the most important dinner table that you will ever sit at. This is the end of the year, and this is a time, an opportunity for you to partake of this transforming table. You don't have to be a Seventh-day Adventist to partake in this service. You don't have to be a baptized member to partake in this service. All you have to be is someone that believes that Jesus can transform your life. All you need to be is a sinner like me, wanting Jesus to clean your life up, wanting Him to give you a brand new start. Do you want that today? Do you want that today? That's what this table offers. Come freely to the table, because the table is spread for all. Let the fruits flow from your life. Let there be real fruitage. Let people see that Christians are people of their word. Let Jesus be happy to live inside of you, producing those good fruits that we need for Him to do. Let's not just be talkers, but doers of His word. And so today, as I close, I want the Holy Spirit to connect with you. I want you to just look, not at anyone else, but just look into your own life and see if there is a need there. Do you want to know Jesus better for yourself? Do you want to have a fulfilling life? Do you want to begin that walk today with Jesus? Maybe it could be the first time that the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Here, the table is spread for all. Whosoever will, let him come. Because there will come a time one day when the door will be closed, the supper items will be put away, the blessings returned back to heaven, and the Last Supper would have already taken place. Today, while the door of mercy stands ajar, I invite whosoever, let him come and taste of the wine and the bread, symbolically meaning the body and the blood of Jesus, symbolically meaning that we are partaking in the life of Jesus. So as Jesus died, we die to self. And Jesus rose from the grave. We will rise to have a better life, a more fulfilling life. And we look forward to partake in this service when Jesus comes again, where there will never be parting. May God bless you as you contemplate these things. In his name, amen.